Welcome. Everything is fine. This is one of your hosts, Jessie.
And this is Stay.
And we're back. This is our second episode of Which Place Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We have a new celebrity that we're going to discuss this week on whether or not they will be going to the good place or bad place in the afterlife. Mm-hmm. And Snay, would you like to say who our celeb is?
It's a little known celebrity. Mm-hmm. His name is Justin Timberlake. If you don't know about him, he used to be in NSYNC. Then he had a solo career. He's been in a few movies. Nothing too big. I think he recently played like a concert at the Super Bowl or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I might pull up or discuss.
Just a few facts.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so just quick, if you don't remember, we're going to give some random facts and things he's done. Mm-hmm. And we're going to, you know, give him points or take away points.
Yeah.
We're going to add them up and see where he's going to end up at the end of the episode. So, do you want to go first, Nay? What's your first thing?
Yes. Well, I want to start off by saying the only, like, good points I have for mm-hmm. him are very subjective.
Oh, yes.
He was definitely one of my first celebrity crushes. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, he has a place in my heart that it's been decreasing his place in my heart. It's more like a closet now than like a mansion.
It's just a hidden,
it's
box
in like a dark corner
in a dark
of my heart.
Closet.
Yeah, it's like, it's a guilty pleasure.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
But his music, I'll start off with his music.
Yes.
I think this is something we can both agree mm-hmm. on. His music is good.
Like, it is.
Most of it is pretty good.
Most of it.
His new album came out, I was like, this really sucks, but I'm like addicted to three songs on it, even though they're like not objectively great songs, mm-hmm. but his music is just catchy. So mm-hmm. I think for that, it's like 500 points.
Okay, 500 points for his music. I'm going to go off of that too and say that one of my points was his 2020 Experience albums, because those,
that one.
I loved those.
Yeah.
I remember listening
those
to them
so
like
good.
All the time in the car.
I have both
all
of those in
yes.
like physical CDs, and I do not buy physical CDs.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Those are so good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yes, that, I agree. 500 points for all of, most of his music,
yes.
at least, of course. Also, I'm going to say one more thing about his music that I put on my list. This is probably my favorite song because it's featuring Beyonce, mm-hmm. called Until the End of Time, mm-hmm. from his, I think that's his second studio album, Future
Sex Love
Sex
Sounds.
Sex Love Sounds, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, that was also a good album. But this
See, I don't love that album as much as everyone does. To me, literally, I like tweeted this, but like the shorter his hair is during like the album era, the worse his music is. like when his first album came out, which I justified, like his hair was like pretty medium length.
Yeah.
I was like, this is
yeah.
a good album.
Mm-hmm.
Future Sex Love Sounds,
it's
he
like
had like
buzz.
A buzz cut, and I was like, mm-hmm. it's some of those songs like go off,
yeah.
but like as a whole, I'm like, it's not really like my vibe. And then 2020 Experience, his hair was like prime, the
mm-hmm.
best hair. Those albums went
yeah.
off, and now it's back to like this weird buzz cut and his like
mm-hmm.
disgusting
True.
Beard, and I'm
Ugh.
Like, this is not good.
I forget about the
so
beard.
So there's definitely a correlation for me.
Oh yeah, it's all about the hair.
It really is.
It's like, okay, you see a picture of Justin, and that's when you know, like,
yeah.
he's gonna come out with good music
exactly.
or come out with bad music.
Yeah.
So yeah, but this song particularly, I want to give it 200 points, you
yes.
know. Like I said, every week I got to talk about Beyonce somehow.
Of course. I'm glad we do.
Queen of the good place,
oh, yeah.
I would say. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I guess we can shift it a little bit more to, like, recent things he's done.
Mm-hmm.
I have two that kind of go hand in hand. One is just the fact that he was in a Woody Allen movie recently.
Mm.
Not even, like, I mean, I guess his Woody Allen stuff has been out for, like, a long time. But,
mm-hmm.
like recently as in, like, within the past 2 years.
Yeah.
And he still hasn't, like, said anything about
mm-hmm.
Woody Allen or the fact that he's worked with them or worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, it's just 800 points
minus
800 points.
Yeah, I agree. I also put that, too. I put that he, you know, wears hashtag Time's Up pins.
Exactly. That's what that was my thing is, like,
but,
he participated in
yeah.
Time's Up, which should be points, but the fact that he participated in
exactly.
Time's Up having worked with Woody Allen at the same time
exactly.
should be, like, even less points. So that's
mm-hmm.
another minus 300 points
okay.
for doing that.
So total
minus 1,100.
Minus 1,100.
Yeah,
okay,
I
perfect.
Do not, like, cannot handle that.
Yeah, no, I agree. Cool. So I feel like we're going to, you know, a little bit problematic areas.
Oh, a little bit.
A little, just, yeah, a lot of it. Before I wanted to get super problematic, yeah. I wanted to say, you know, it's also another good mm-hmm. thing but bad thing. So I loved his videos that he did with Jimmy Fallon with the history of rap.
Oh my gosh, how could I not?
Oh my gosh, you didn't even think
of
this?
Wow, that is so bad.
This was like, yeah, I know. This was like one of the first things I thought where I was like, I love this. But then I was like, wait, this
is so
two white guys rapping literally like every song, every rap song that's like popular since the 70s. I'm just like, how did people let this happen?
But that's so insane to me because there was literally a point in my life where I was obsessed with their friendship. Like, I literally was obsessed with their friendship. So the fact that I didn't think of that at all when I was making, like, my, like, list is kind of crazy. Yeah, Jimmy Fallon definitely has, like, decreased. His place is a closet. Maybe they share a closet.
I think
not like, that kind of closet, but, like, maybe they share, like, a little tiny house in my heart.
I think they do, like, for sure.
Yeah, I did not think of that at all. Mm-hmm. Okay, but their friendship, like, it's so, like, they're just such cute friends.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, the history of rap videos,
exactly.
That could be controversial, but they've done, like, so many other things. And I didn't even mention his, like, I think he's hosted SNL, like, 5 times.
Oh, my gosh.
I
totally forgot about
that. And every single
one
of those is such a good episode.
Oh, yeah.
He's a really, I feel like for the SNL, he should get, like, 500 points.
Okay.
But I don't know about the history of rap thing. I'm
going to
leave that up to you.
I know, because I was like, okay, do I give him points for being friends with Jimmy Fallon? Because that's actually, like, cute and, like, sincere and funny.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, but they're also, like, together both problematic. So I'm like, that's definitely negative points.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this whole video.
But they're providing us with entertainment.
I know, it's so
hard. They have so many millions of views.
Exactly. So I think I'm going to be biased and just say minus 100.
Okay.
Just because, like, I also enjoyed it, but I can see the bad parts of it.
I
know. I
really
crazy.
Went into this list with, like, a negative mindset, which is so, I mean, like, I, you know, like I mentioned, like, he was one of my first celebrity crushes. So, like, the fact that I didn't think of his SNL and didn't think of Jimmy Fallon is kind of wild.
I know. That's, like, I think we both went in this just thinking of him as a musician, as an artist.
Yeah. Well, I did write, like, he can sing, dance, and act.
Okay.
So to me, that's, like, 500 points.
Okay.
Like,
I agree.
Him to do all three of those, really well, he's not a bad actor. Like, he was in one of my favorite movies of all time, which is The Social Network, and he had two of the most iconic lines in that movie.
Which were?
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? $1 billion. And then drop the just Facebook. It's cleaner. So, you know.
Which I hope those are accurate quotes.
Those are.
Right?
Of course.
No,
I have
like
the
actual person he
portrayed
said those quotes, right?
Yeah,
I hope so.
But he did a really good job in that movie. So, like, for him to be able to do all three of those things and more,
a triple threat.
I think he has, like, his own clothing company or something like that. We don't pay attention to
that. Yeah, I don't
so
need that.
So, the triple threat, he does that well. So, for me, that's, like, 500 points.
Okay. I would agree. Let's see what is on this list. Oh, all of the rest is just bad. Oh, no, let's go with this one. So I wanted to talk about a couple of his before, you know, his marriage with Jessica Biel, his other iconic relationships.
Yikes.
One being Britney Spears, obviously, and their, every time I think of them, I just think of their matching jean denim.
Yeah, that
ensemble.
Was an iconic look.
That
not
was.
Sure about the hat.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. But
no, but it was so brave.
I always forget he's from Tennessee.
Ooh.
Is he from? Yeah, he's from Tennessee.
Is.
Yikes.
He's a country boy.
I truly always forget about that.
Ooh.
My
that's
gosh.
That's some minus points there.
I am revealing myself to be a fake Justin Timberlake
I
fan
know,
today.
Honestly. So, yeah, the Britney Spears one, legendary. But that's not the one that I wanted to focus on. This one I didn't even know was a thing. Did you know he was in a relationship for 3 years with Cameron Diaz?
I feel like I did know this in the back of my head. God,
and, you know,
I hate her.
Once I saw that, I was like, oh my God. We talked
was
about
this,
Cameron
was
last
this
week.
Was this prior to when they were in a movie together or after?
It was from 2003 to 2006.
Oh, so it was before.
What movie were they in?
They were in Bad Teacher together.
Oh, so this was before the movie then. Because Bad Teacher was not that long ago.
Yeah, Bad Teacher is 2011.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
Wow. I did not.
Wow.
I know.
I do not like Cameron Diaz. I just do not like her.
So obviously every week I'm going to try to bring up Beyonce, but I think I'm also going to bring up Cameron Diaz.
I can't fucking
stand her. She's everywhere.
God.
So those two relationships, I want to give the Britney Spears like plus 200, yeah. But then the Cameron Diaz like minus 100.
Just minus 100. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my
God. Should it be more?
Never forget that he did date Jessica Biel. They broke up.
Yeah.
And then they got back together. Do you think it was kind of like
later.
A last resort type thing?
Maybe.
Where, do you think they made a pact where they're like, if we're both not married by the age of 30, we'll get married to each other?
That is so young. Like, why?
I don't know.
I don't know how
maybe
old
it was 30.
Maybe.
I don't know. How old is
okay.
he?
Okay. I saw that they broke up in 2011, but got engaged in 2012. So it's like...
Oh, I feel like there was definitely a larger gap.
Yeah, I thought so too, but maybe these are fake lies. These are lies I'm spreading that the internet told me. But I know, it was like, what was the point of that? But I totally remember when they broke up, everyone was like, oh my God,
yeah.
I can't believe they broke up, blah, blah, blah. And then like a minute later, they were back together, married.
Yeah.
So it's like, So back to the points real quick. Should we give him... less points for Cameron Diaz then?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say 200.
200 minus
That's
200.
That's just the bias I have.
Okay.
Yes. Since we're talking about his acting, I mean, we already talked about, like, the Woody Allen thing. I just can't get over that. And then he also said something like, all lives matter. If you're,
oh
like,
my God.
I'm glad he, like, cares about every single person.
Yeah.
Like, that's great.
The human race.
But, like, to really discount Black Lives Matter... And he never participates in any social justice commentary. And I'm like, you have such a big platform for you to, like, not comment on anything. And then when he did participate in Time's Up, it was, like...
The bare minimum.
It was not even the bare minimum. He was literally talking about how hot his wife is. And that's why he participates. I'm like, is that a joke, Justin?
Yeah.
He made it so hard for me to, like, even defend him anymore. I was like, I completely give up.
Mm-hmm.
So he was canceled. But yeah, like the All Lives Matter thing was like minus 700 points.
Oh yeah, I agree. I wanted to say how you were just said that he doesn't like comment on, you know, a lot of things that be going on in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm realizing he's basically the Taylor Swift
for
guys.
He also is. I think he's friends with Taylor Swift.
Oh, I'm sure. They have to be. They both are like
country
but also... want to be in the pop scene.
Yeah, and take from Black artists.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, want to play,
really,
you know, like, I don't know, what's the right word? Like, I'm the victim.
Yeah.
Here. But it's like, no.
Yeah.
I also wrote about, you know, his All Lives Matter tweets that he, this was so funny, and I totally remember on Twitter when this happened. He, you know, he tweeted that he was inspired by Jesse Williams, who is an actor and activist who is, you know, very about the Black Lives Matter movement and everything. And Justin Timberlake was like, oh my gosh, I'm so inspired by his speech that he gave at BET Awards a few years back. And Twitter was not having it. They were like, sweetie, no.
Yeah.
And it was just so funny that, like, one of these tweets was like, so does this mean you're going to stop appropriating our music and culture and apologize to Janet, too? And then Justin Timberlake had to respond back.
He ignored the whole Janet thing, of course. And he literally was like, oh, you sweet soul, the more you realize that we are the same, the more we can have a conversation. And I'm like, that's literally not a response to appropriating other people's culture. Like... even if we are all the same, people still have different cultures.
He's so dumb also because I'm just realizing, like, why would you only want to have a conversation with someone who thinks you're the same?
Exactly.
That's basically saying, I'm not going to talk to you because you're not white.
Exactly.
Like me. Then he tweets, like, separate. This isn't at the account earlier. He just says, I forget this forum sometimes.
Yeah.
Talking about Twitter.
Uh-huh.
I was truly inspired by Jesse Williams' speech, which I'm sure he was. And then he goes... or I really do feel that we are all one, a human race.
Yeah, he definitely pulled the whole, like, I was victimized, and, like, this platform doesn't understand what I'm saying. And I'm like, you used your words.
Mm-hmm.
Like, words mean something in the way you said them. Like, you were not misunderstood. That's exactly what you meant. And then he said, I shouldn't have responded anyway, which makes me think that he sees all these comments all the time.
Yeah.
And this is exactly how he feels. He just doesn't say it publicly.
Exactly.
So, like, that makes me think, like, he doesn't comment on social justice things because he doesn't feel, maybe he doesn't agree with, quote unquote, like, what is it, liberal Hollywood or whatever. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, Justin, you have literally so many followers on Twitter.
He's so confusing because I saw, you know, I saw that he's like, he is a liberal and yeah. he loves Obama, which is like, reminds me of the Get Out movie where it's like, yeah. I would have voted for Obama for a third time if I could. Like,
yeah,
he
oh my gosh,
would
yeah.
say that.
He really would.
I'm sure he said that before. So it's like, exactly. dude, like, maybe you should keep your mouth shut because you're obviously, when you open it, you say yeah. dumb stuff like this. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I don't know how to help him. I don't exactly. know if we can help him.
Yeah, I just think he's, like, he did tweet about some parts of, like, Black Lives Matter, but it wasn't enough to, like, he hasn't donated any money.
Yeah.
And I think, like, when I was looking at the list of, like, celebrities who donated to the Time's Up movement, I do not remember seeing his name or Jessica Biel's name.
Oh, wow.
So it's like he's wearing this pin
uh-huh.
at the same time promoting a movie with Woody Allen
mm-hmm.
and also not, like, actually donating money. Like,
yeah.
that was, like, I think a lot of the problems that people had with the Time's Up movement. Wearing a pin isn't going to do anything.
No.
Unless you're going to actually, like, actively try to stop this problem, mm-hmm. which, if you're working with Woody Allen, you are not
no.
trying to stop this problem at all. Mm-hmm. And not even, like, talking about Woody Allen after the fact, being like, oh, I regret working with him, or, like I did this because it was a career move. Like, just being open about it, like, he didn't do that, so.
Yeah.
I just can't.
He's so dumb. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Who's his publicist?
I know. Like, why? Ugh. Was he the one? Remember, I think it was the Women's March when mm-hmm. Scarlett Johansson called someone out about wearing the pin. Was it him? And she was like,
I
want my pin back. But I don't remember who she was talking about. Which is so
funny. I
don't know,
but he has been called out by, I think,
yeah.
other celebrities.
Which I feel like it was him, which is so funny because it's like, sweetie.
Scarlett Johansson
you
also
work with Woody
Allen. Maybe
she
should be one of our.
She's definitely going to.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, the Avengers up.
There are so many celebrities I like who have worked with Woody Allen. And, like, I don't know. Is it in their contracts that they can't say anything about Woody Allen?
I don't know.
Which is my thing. If you're signing a contract that says you can't talk about your director, specific things your director has done, that should just be a red flag. Why
uh-huh.
did you sign the contract?
That's so
at all?
Shady.
Like, that's just terrible.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You're putting your career, which you can get so many other movies. If you're a good actor,
mm-hmm.
Woody Allen is not the only, quote-unquote, good director
yeah.
who's going to hire you.
Exactly. And it's not like Woody Allen is out here making
good
Oscar,
movies.
Yeah, Oscar movies every
movies.
Year. Like, no.
Yeah.
His movies are just going under the radar.
Exactly.
And everyone's boycotting them.
Yeah. His movie that Justin Timberlake was in, barely any promotion.
Yeah. Did that even come out?
I think it was like a platform release at most.
Oh.
I don't know. It might have been an Amazon Studios
uh-huh.
movie.
Okay.
But even those movies are released
mm-hmm.
like on some
yeah.
feed. It's like some screens, and I don't even think
oh
that
my gosh.
This made money at all.
Ooh, yikes.
Actually, I'm gonna look up if it did open at all.
Because I really have no memory of like this movie except for one picture I seen of like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And I think Kate Winslet's in it too, right?
Yeah. So its widest release was 536 theaters, mm-hmm. and its complete total domestic gross is only 1.4 million.
Wow.
Which is like.
Still wide.
Not great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yikes.
Exactly. He just hasn't made any good movies
I
recently.
Know. Ooh, yike, yike.
Exactly.
Yike. All right. Enough of Woody Allen. We all know.
I'm tired. I'm
we all
so
know
tired.
How we feel about him.
Yeah, exactly. What I would have, I mean, okay, Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about Super Bowl, too.
Two aspects of the Super mm-hmm. Bowl. Just to, like, start off, like, I really wanted it to go into this and, like, enjoy his performance. And, like, he played a lot of his hits, which
yeah.
is great. His performance was, like, not up to par with Justin Timberlake's
mm-hmm.
standards because he's really good in concert.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned, like, he can sing and he can dance. He didn't really, I don't remember him dancing really that much.
He had, like, one dance break.
Yeah.
Like, but I think that was
exactly.
it.
Exactly. No NSYNC reunion.
No. Tragic.
And I'm like, you've done an NSYNC reunion
yeah.
before. Like, just do it again. It's not like people don't associate him with NSYNC. So, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why he's trying to, like, distance himself from that.
Mm-hmm.
And his singing wasn't good either. Like, was he lip singing or was...
I think both. I think lip singing and regular singing. Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, try to blame it on, like, the production. Like, it wasn't his fault. The Super Bowl is just, like, not good for that type.
Exactly.
But I'm like, okay.
Regardless, he can sing.
Exactly. Like, it's a stadium. There's been stadium concerts before. Why is this any different? And, yeah, he just didn't give us, like, visuals or...
Yeah, and his outfits. Like, I don't super even cool production. Start. I think, oh, my God. If you haven't seen a picture of his outfits, just Google that real quick. Absolutely terrible.
We can post a picture on our Instagram.
Oh, my God. Like, absolutely
terrible. Well, yeah. No, so bad. So those... His Super Bowl performance, just not good.
Yeah.
That's minus lots of points right there.
I would say that's minus 300, and then the other part of the Super Bowl we're about to talk about, I'm sure, is going to be, like, so much.
Exactly. Yeah, I definitely had to put his first Super Bowl performance back in 2004 with Janet Jackson, the legend, the icon, the queen. You know, everyone knows the story about it with her nipple coming out. Flashing the world, it was both their faults. But of course, Justin, you know, let Janet take all the blame. You know, he did apologize again, the bare minimum.
Yeah. But did he even do the bare minimum?
I don't even know. It was like...
I think he like completely ignored it or he victimized himself.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he did. He tried to like... But now he's like, yeah, I definitely didn't support Janet Jackson enough. But it's like, okay, you're still not supporting her by, you know, you got the opportunity to go back to the Super Bowl, which we all know Janet Jackson would never do.
Exactly.
Not because she doesn't want to, because they wouldn't let her.
Exactly.
So it's like, dude, you just always be using your white privilege.
Exactly.
Just constantly.
Like, when I, like, was a really big fan of Justin Timberlake, I almost was like, what if this was, like, a PR move where, they planned for this to happen?
Mm-hmm.
It's been so many years, and there's, like, you can still apologize. Like,
exactly.
Imagine how much that would improve. Like, if I'm looking at this from a PR point of view, that would probably improve his image, too, with, like, the public. But, like, to continue ignoring this fact or to victimize himself, I'm like, no, you can't even do that. Like, or at least don't even victimize yourself because nothing bad happened to you.
Yeah,
it's nothing. All her. She literally took all the blame for it.
Mm-hmm.
And his, like, I don't know, that's, like, a minus 1,000 points.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is for sure minus 1,000
And for him to return to the Super Bowl.
I know, I can't believe.
Just,
Like, that, it's almost funny, but it's also, like, wow, this sucks big time.
Yeah. Are Jay-Z and Beyonce, like, friends with him? Because, I mean, everyone knows, like, he did an entire tour, which is when I saw him and Jay-Z, which, like, again, like, was so good.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to know, are they still friends?
I don't know if they're still friends. I think Jay-Z and Beyonce are just trying to separate themselves from Hollywood as much as possible because they have the power to.
Yeah.
Where they're
they
like,
really do.
You know, we don't need you guys to help us promote our image or anything. Like, we do it all ourselves.
I just can't see them inviting Justin Timberlake to, like, their parties anymore.
I know. I'm trying to think. Because they had the Oscar after party.
Mm-hmm.
And I doubt he was there.
I sincerely doubt it, too. I just can't see them being friends with him anymore.
Exactly. I doubt they are.
Especially after, like, his, like, Jesse Williams tweets.
Oh, my God,
I just can't see it happening.
Yeah.
And I think, like, having him perform at the Super Bowl again was just, like, a reminder of whatever happened however many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think it's... I don't think they're friends.
Of course not. They probably, like, maybe clicked on the TV to watch, like, a snippet of it. And then they probably both laughed.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm sure, like, Blue Ivy, like, turned it off.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, she was
had enough.
Exactly. She's like, sweetie. She's like, please, shield your eyes.
Exactly. Yikes.
I know.
Does Justin Timberlake have... Oh, of course he does.
He has his white friends.
He has two black friends. Timbaland and Pharrell. Which is another thing. I'm not a huge fan of Timbaland, so, like, the fact that he keeps working on him with albums is, like, minus points for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Pharrell is what's making his albums good.
Oh, yeah. So I love Timberland and Pharrell's, like, their producing and everything. Like, I think they're great with beats and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I don't know anything about Timberland. And I'm just like...
I just hate... Okay,
How do you let Justin do this?
I don't mind Timberland, like, producing the albums, but I hate his features on the album because I hate his, like, His voice, like the way he like says things, like I just don't like it.
Yeah,
he ruins every song for me.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So, but yeah, he has two black friends. Yeah, which I'm not even sure. Are they really his friends or are they just trying to make money?
I think they're. I'm sure they're there just to make money.
Yeah. Maybe yeah. they signed a record deal or something.
Probably.
Because, like obligated to work mm-hmm. with him.
Yeah, I bet. Because they have other projects. They work with other people, yeah. so.
Yeah.
They're just after that coin.
Yeah, exactly. But beyond mm-hmm. that, I don't think Justin Timberlake. Not even just black friends, like people of color.
People, yeah.
Friends.
The only,
Ryan Gosling dropped him out of his life.
Really?
I'm sure. Oh. They haven't talked since, like, years. Oh, they used to live together.
Wait, what?
Yeah, wait, you didn't know this?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Girl, so they were on the Mickey Mouse Club thing or whatever together. Uh-huh. And I think, well, they used to live together when they were, like, really young. Because
uh-huh.
I think, because Ryan Gosling was from Canada.
Uh-huh.
So Ryan stayed with Justin and I think his mom
mm-hmm.
For the duration of the filming of that. And, but they, like, don't really talk anymore. So I'm like, Ryan Gosling, you chose your friends
yeah.
right. He must have known something was up with Justin at a young
age.
Oh,
my God, yes. You know, Ryan Gosling, when I think about it, like, I really don't give him enough appreciation. Because he's actually so...
He's an amazing actor.
He's, like, not just acting, just as a person.
Yeah.
Like, him and Eva Mendes just live their lives.
Yeah.
And, like... They could be
Ryan Gosling does not give a shit about Hollywood.
Yeah, they could be, like, so public and power couple in Hollywood. But they're no, we're just gonna, like, be home, live in our, you know, live in the family life.
I, like, forget that they have, like, two daughters.
Yeah. And every time I see something talk about their daughters, they're just like, yeah, we're teaching them, like, all these languages. And they're going to be the smartest kids ever. And I'm like...
They really are.
Probably.
Because they're not in Hollywood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not to...
Let me give 1,000 points.
We're literally trying
to
talk about anyone but Justin Timberlake. We really are.
Oh,
I think
my gosh.
Like, concluded. What points are we at right now?
It's a big number.
Oh, my gosh. It's definitely going to be The Bad Place. Like, I'm just going to tell y'all now.
Take a guess.
Negative... You said a big number.
Yeah.
Like, negative 2,400.
Close. Negative 2,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
We did at one point have, like, it was in, like, almost, like, 700 positive.
Yeah, points. Exactly. We gave him a lot of points in the beginning.
We did.
And then it just all trickled
yeah,
down
Yeah, I
from
think
there.
We've, like, his, like, he's talented. That's, like, nobody can deny that.
Yeah.
Like, he's talented. But as, like, a person... With, like, morals,
mm-hmm.
he's not great.
Yeah. Just, you know, talents
and
isn't
here,
the,
we care about
the
morals.
Thing. Oh,
the
yeah.
The Good Place
exactly.
cares about
ethics
morals.
And morals.
Ethics and morals.
Mm-hmm.
And being a good person.
Yeah. I mean, he can, like, perform in The Bad Place and
yeah.
give
He could be the
decent
He could be the headliner
concerts.
Of The Bad Place.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe The Bad Place isn't, like, totally bad.
Yeah.
But
we never know. He's definitely a Bad Place kind of guy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I have a feeling, like, he would take that as a compliment.
I think he would thrive.
I think, yeah. I really think he would, too.
Yeah.
If he was told, like, hey, you're going to the Bad Place, and, like, he knew, like, the vibes of the Bad Place,
mm-hmm.
he'd be like, that's actually kind of, I'm going to make an album about this.
Yeah. Oh,
what's
yeah.
it called? Like, a concept album.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know For he sure. would.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah. It's
decided.
Yeah.
Negative 2,000 points for Justin Timberlake. He's going to the Bad Place.
The Bad Place. Okay, cool. So now our next segment of the show is our Bad Janet of the Week.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I honestly, I couldn't really come up with one because all the ones that were annoying me were stuff that we talked about last week.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly.
I think we discussed last week, like, some of these things are just going to keep annoying
yeah.
us for a
like,
long time.
I wanted to say Roseanne again, but also mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to
oh my gosh.
Go into that.
I muted. The first word of 2018 that I muted was Roseanne, and I have not seen anything about it on my timeline.
You're so lucky.
And then
I
see it, you know, like... Like, sometimes it'll just show up, not mm-hmm. on your direct timeline, but, like, in moments or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, shoot, that still exists?
Yeah.
So I highly recommend muting that word.
It's getting worse every week, I think. Like, it's...
Oh, no.
I know. I don't even want to go into it.
Okay.
We can talk about it
yeah.
off mic.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So my Bad Janets, plural,
oh, yes.
of the week.
Oh, yes.
they just, you know, they made me sad. It's not really like I'm angry. It's just I was heartbroken, which was announcement that Channing Tatum and his wife, Jenna Dewan Tatum, are, you know, they're separating. It was a shocker to me.
No, it's a shocker to me, too. I was so much of a shocker, I didn't even tweet about it.
Oh, wow.
That's how much it impacted me.
Yeah, I would just take a moment.
Like, I wasn't super invested in their relationship, but they're, like, one of those couples where, you know, they're, like, they do a lot of things publicly, but they're also private.
Yeah.
Where it's just, you're like, they're just going to be a couple
exactly.
forever. So I'm, like, so surprised that they're, like, getting divorced or are they taking a break?
It's just, they put out a, you know, their press release statement where it was just like, we're best friends still. We really love each other. We're going to raise our family together still, but we got to be separate.
Well, my thing with that is, it's literally, if you're still best friends, you just want to have sex with different people.
Exactly.
That's literally all that is.
And it's just like, oh, but why?
Yeah. Maybe they don't have enough time together to have sex with each other.
I don't know.
Goodness.
Where things went wrong.
That made me so sad because the same week, one of the YouTubers I really like, she and her boyfriend of like 8 years,
oh wow,
like split up, and I'm like, are you literally
kidding
me?
Wait, which YouTuber?
Her name is like Estée Lalonde.
Okay.
She met her boyfriend on like Omegle before it was creepy
Weird. Is so funny and cute.
And he lives in London and she's from Canada. And after I don't even know if she graduated college, but. Or if it was, like, after high school. But she literally moved to London. And she's been with him for, like, 8 years.
Oh my
gosh. Like, they're just so cute. And, like, I was like, I can't believe they broke up. I don't even know why or how.
Why, people?
I don't know what's happening. This means there's going to be another breakup in my
life.
Oh,
yeah. It comes in threes.
It does come in threes.
Okay, well, I did see a third one. And
oh, my gosh. Yikes.
I thought I tagged or sent it to you.
Oh, yeah. You're right. No, it's... what's her name?
Ruth Negga and...
And Dominic.
Dominic Cooper.
Yeah. I forgot that they had been together.
Yeah. And I didn't even know they were together.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And it said for 8 years. How did I not...
Okay, 8 years.
Yeah, I know. It was like, they've been around for 8 years.
Damn.
Like...
What is happening in Hollywood?
I know. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. No, right now I'm, like, re-obsessed with Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
Oh, my gosh. We have to watch
them. If anything ever happens to them, I might actually die. Like, I might actually die.
Yeah, no, they're, like... One of the last, like, comedy couples that are out there.
Uh-huh. They're not even just comedy. They're just so good.
No, they're
they
great
do
actors.
Everything.
They
so
sing,
good.
They dance, they act.
Yeah.
They're better than Justin Timberlake.
Oh, they are. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Yikes.
Wow.
That is a sad Janet of the week.
Let's not jinx that
one. Yeah. Knock on wood
Exactly.
Right
it's not a bad Janet of the week. It's a sad Janet
Sad Janet of the week.
So what's yours?
Yes. So my bad Janet, of course... is every single person in my entertainment marketing class. I have this class last night. Every week, like, my blood literally, like, boils. I want to, like, scream in that class because I'm not saying I know a lot about movies because I really don't. I'm not, like, a film major or whatever. But, like, I appreciate movies. Mm-hmm. I do some research before opening my mouth. And these people... So we watch trailers for the movies coming out that week every single class. So yesterday we watched a trailer for, this is just one example of the foolery that goes on in this class. We watch a trailer for Blockers.
Nobody, so excited to watch.
Exactly. Nobody admits that they want to watch this movie.
Oh my God.
Because they think they're so above this comedy. And they're like, who's going to go watch this movie? And I'm like, we saw Tracking Numbers. This movie is like the first choice for so many people this weekend.
Yeah.
Like, it has John Cena. Like, I'm sure it'll do fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we watched a trailer for this movie about Ted Kennedy called Chappaquiddick.
What? Who?
Yeah. What? Let me tell you. And so I'm like, so Ed Helms is in this movie.
Okay.
It's a serious movie. He has a serious role. I'm literally thrown off. And not on top of that, he has like this Massachusetts or like New York accent or something.
Oh.
And I'm like... I really couldn't focus on what they were trying to say because I couldn't get past the fact that Ed Helms is in this movie in a serious role with an accent. And somebody was like, everyone has accents. And then somebody else was like, I don't think he had an accent. And I'm like, did y'all not just watch this trailer?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, yes, everyone has accents, but this is not the accent he has in real life.
Yeah.
So it was different. Second of all, I'm like, yes, they literally all had accents in this trailer. Go back and watch it. We just watched it. I just, people don't do their research. When we watched the Ready Player One trailer, they were like, why did they use this weird 80s song? Not even my professor knew. This book is about, like, the creator of this game literally had 80s references sprinkled throughout the entire game. That's why they use an 80s song.
Yeah.
Like
it makes
do
sense.
Do your research
one
before
plus
opening
one
your
equals
mouth.
Two.
Yes. And then so, of course, like, two other people watched Ready Player One, and they were like, it made a lot of sense why they used that 80s pop song in the trailer. I'm like, yeah, no shit.
The sky is blue.
For Love, Simon, they were like, it's just not shocking that people are coming out of the closet anymore. I was about to fight. Literally fight.
Oh, my God. I could not sit in that class.
Genuinely, like, they don't know anything about, like, about movies, like anything that goes beyond these trailers. Some of them are, like, watching these trailers for the first time and, like, have the most, like, formed, defined opinion, think they know everything about this movie, and, like, think that, like, so for Chappaquiddick, like, it's not for our age group. It's for, like, people who live through that time or, like, care about that scandal or whatever, and they're like, I just don't know who's gonna go watch this movie. And I'm like, well, it's not for you. Like, you don't have to go watch it. People are going to go watch this movie. So it's a required class for our major, for the public relations and advertising major. So, like, I get if people don't like entertainment and are in this class. Mm-hmm. But it's like, then don't open your mouth if you don't know. Yeah. Just don't
Just
talk
sit
about
there
it.
And learn instead of trying to hate on everything.
Exactly. And my professor, I literally, he's my favorite professor. Like, okay. I love his classes. I was in his class last semester, too. You gotta, like, tone these people down. Please.
He's gotta help you. You guys gotta stick together.
Don't open your mouth.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Those are my bad Janets of the week.
Much different than last week.
What was my last week?
I don't remember.
I'm sure it was the same thing.
It's all around the same type of theme. All right. Well, that was our second episode.
Ooh.
That, like, flew by.
I know. We just love talking shit about celebrities.
I love it
it's
so much.
It's so good. Mike, can I see a good Janet of the Week?
Okay, yes.
Queer Eye. Please watch.
Okay,
I cry. Like, I almost cry every single episode. It's, like, very emotional. Mm-hmm. All five of these guys, I need them in my life. Like, they are just so, like, positive and, like, funny. And honestly, I recommend this show.
Okay. You heard it, folks.
Next week, if Jesse hasn't seen this,
I know.
This podcast is canceled.
I'm the bad Janet next week.
Yeah, exactly.
I have 1 week to watch this show, which, be done?
Oh, you can watch this entire show in 1 day.
Okay.
And it should be watched in 1 day.
I'm going to go watch the show now. Thank you all for listening. Wanted to plug. Do you want to plug your social media again or no?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
What is my Instagram? My Instagram is at Violet Hills.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably be rebranding it soon, so look out for that.
Yes.
But yeah.
And we have, or my Instagram and my Twitter is at Jessie the Jet. And we have, for the podcast, Instagram and Twitter also, which is at WhichPlacePod. And then we have our website, which is, I think it's basementbuzz.com/WhichPlace. So go check us out there. Subscribe to us on iTunes and the other platforms. Rate us and leave us comments and reviews. And thanks for listening. Listen to us next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Stay tuned. Bye.